I once knew a girl by the name of Monique. She was my childhood sweetheart every day of the week. Whether PS46 or 151, after school I go to her house to have some fun. We both lived in colonial projects. I lived in building 48, she lived in building 26. We used to play Ringling, Coco, 1, 2, 3. But when I'm in Monique's presence, I would just freeze. The relationship began when I was 5 starting. She was in nursery school, I was in kindergarten. We was more closer than the hand and glove. This is what you call real puppy love. When we go trick-or-treating, I would carry your bag. When we moved to Long Island, it was so such a drag. Cause I know it would be difficult to see her again. I would miss her more than I miss all of my friends. Even though we was little, this love was unique. And this is what I say to my love, Monique, because... about Monique. Even though we was little, she had a physique. Indian brown skin with a nice complexion. She always gave me tender love and affection. I knew she was different in her own little way. I used to knock at her door about every single day. I remember when we used to go trick-or-treating. I used to snack bags so she could sink her teeth in. Crazy big variety of a lot of candy. She was sharing with her friends Kim, Ron, her friend, and Lee. Net. The girl she called her cousin. We never had an argument or we was never fussing. That's why me and her got along so good. Anything I asked her to do, you know she would. We would have family day and back at building 70. I would win her a prize so she can treat me heavenly. I don't care what nobody say, because this girl would make my day. And... the epilogue of this story about a young little girl, especially for me. No matter how many years ago, I can't forget. But then again, 1986 hit. She looked just the same, but in a bigger version. My mind started going on a love excursion. I started reminiscing to about old times. She began to smile. I guess I rang her chimes. I didn't see her again till 1988. And I saw her again, and she still was straight. Now this time I had enough courage to speak to her. I told her, would you be with me and what would occur? Then I asked, was she swinging any capers? She said, no, not me. Nobody got no paper. I couldn't believe after all of these years. I was so happy she waited. It brought me to tears, cause...